Jared Odrick, Pee-wee himself, is here in the studio. You're never going to live it down when all is said and done. How was your off season?
It was great. It was great, actually. Yeah. I can't complain, you know.
As I recall, I talked to you right at the end of the season. I believe Sundance and the X Games were on the schedule.
Yeah, mission accomplished on both of those.
Nice.
Very nice. It was definitely nice, and I got a few more trips in. You know, went up to Canada for a little bit, up to Toronto, and did a few other things. So
not bad.
It was good.
Not bad at all. Jared Odrick is here. We just talked to Tyrell Johnson about being the new guy, and is it kind of strange? There's a lot of new people around here. Obviously, the players, but that's kind of natural turnover. But now with an entirely new coaching staff, or a mostly new coaching staff, and granted, your position coach is the same as he was last year and the year before, but a lot of new faces, I imagine. How different do things feel today than maybe the last time you were here?
I mean, it's not really too different. You know, it's football all over again. You get the same feeling when you step back on the field. You know, you put the tape on. You know, you get in the hot tub stretching, knowing you get to hit somebody again. And, you know, it's as cliche as it sounds, it, you know, really does feel good. You know, it does feel good to get back out there. You know, so you get those same type of feelings. But, you know, there's little things that are tweaked that, you know, kind of have, you know, Coach Philbin's, you know, little flair on it. You know, obviously, you know that we still have the same D-line coach, so we do a lot of the same things, and you know, we get coached a lot of the same ways in terms of our D-line coach.
Jared, I ran into you a couple of times last year before the upcoming season last year, and your main focus was getting yourself back healthy, getting back on the football field, and then you had opportunity to do that. You know, now it looks like you're a little bit more calm. Now you understand exactly what you have to do when you get out there, because it was a quick first season for you. You was able to get through it this year, and now are you comfortable to be able to get into whatever role it may be and still be able to transition and make a bigger leap than you did last year?
Yeah, obviously that's you know, my main goal is to build on what I did last year, and it's, you know, something that I've been thinking about this whole off season, and it's something that, you know, I'm gonna make happen. And so you hit the head on the nail. It's exactly what I want to do. I want to build on what I did last year, and I think although it was a productive season, I think there's a whole lot more room for improvement.
Jared, it was two short years ago where, you know, you were getting ready for your draft. Can you give us some reflection back on how that 2 years went? What advice would you give the soon to be number one draft pick of the Miami Dolphins?
I'd say just prepare your body, really. You know, it's a long season. Even though mine got, you know, cut short, it's still a long process. You know, you're getting pulled in 1,000 different directions. You know, once you get down here, you know, just try to hone in on the task at hand, and really focus on what you have to do in order to be a pro, and learn quickly. And the only way to learn quickly is to listen to a lot of the guys that have already done it, like a lot of the veterans. It's kind of crazy. I'm being called a veteran already, but I feel like I just got here. Like, yeah. Really, you know. But
17 games, huh?
Yeah. You're so it's no. Yeah, right. That's what they're trying to say out there, and I won't let it happen again.
Four games.
I got it all last year. Yeah. Oh man, but you know, just to really, you know, focus on what you have to do. You know, take everything seriously, but at the same time, don't overworry yourself with things that aren't important, whether it's on the field or off the field.
Good advice. Jared Odrick is here. Last one for you. I know it's only two practices in one day, but so much talk this offseason about 3-4 to a 4-3. Did it feel different for you on the defensive line in these two practices today?
No, because, you know, our D-line coach is still yelling and, you know, telling us the same things, how stupid we are when we mess up. So, no, but there's a few things that are different, yeah, and there's a few things that, you know, I think we carried over from last year. You know, one thing that as a D-line that we take pride in is how well we played in the run game last year. And that's one thing that, you know, one of the first things that as soon as we stepped into the defensive line meeting room that, you know, our coach Rogers said, you know, his big thing is he walks in, he looks straight at you, he goes, "We got standards around here, son." You know, and so you know what that means. It's time to work. You know, it's time to, you know, stop the run and get after the passer.
There you go. Jared Odrick, defensive end. Great season last year. Looking forward to more. Real quick, yes or no, have you made a decision on it if the dance returns in 2012?
I think what we're going to do here is to bring it back to the home stadium.
Okay.
And then I might do something different on the road. Because, I mean, I could just freak everybody else out on the road and do it again. But there's a few that's cooking, and And there's a couple moves Ultimate Warrior does that
there I'm we go. At. I like it. Ultimate Warrior, a hero of my childhood. And we appreciate that. Thanks for coming in, man. Great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Welcome.
Thanks, Jared.
There you go. Jared Odrick back in the building.